Hello and welcome to New Sex Toy Review, and today's product is the Best 5 Thrusting and Variable Channel Tight Wrapping Realistic Butt Masturbator from Best 5. So this is one of those own a hip, what I call a doggy style ass. So this is like a sex doll butt. It's got like little leg stubs. It's got more of the torso than you would expect. Usually these doggy style butts end right about here. This one goes a little bit higher because this one has a sex toy built into it. In this case, it's a thrusting toy, like a smush toy, combined with a vibrator. So there's a bullet vibrator in here, and there's also like a smush mechanism inside. So that's what makes this really cool. And what's the best part is the, there's no point. I'll just show you. I have to put panties on it because YouTube, but you should be able to see it. So the way to turn it on, this is the only button on the toy. So you hold it down to turn it on. You click through it to go through the different settings. These two little metal things are for charging. So here's the charge cable. It has magnets. It just sticks to it. And you see the white light come on. That's how you recharge it. Other than that, all right, I'm going to hold it down. Okay. So I'm going to, the vibrator and the thrusting is both controlled by this one button. So that's, this is low. Let me see if you can see that. You see that? I'm not doing that. That is the inside of the toy. I don't know what to call this. Something between a twerk. She's making her pussy pop. You know, it's a thing. So inside this toy right now, there's like a smush thrusting mechanism going up and down. And there's also a vibrator. There's also like vibrators going on inside the toy. This is the low. I'm gonna turn it on to high. So this is its max setting. You can even see the legs wiggle. I'm not touching it. My hands aren't even touching it. And you can see, you know, it's just kind of like sucking in, pushing out. There's like just a little smush action. Unfortunately, because this is a realistic sex doll type of situation, I can't show you the hole. I can't show you what's going on in there. If this was a unrealistic, more like a fleshlight type of situation, I'd just be able to show you the hole. But I can't show you the hole for these because it's considered nudity. So, I mean, I can show you it with the panties on. You can see it kind of sucking and pulsing and twerking and whatever. The problem, now you may be able to see this if I turn it to its side. Usually these sort of doggy style asses are in kind of a, where the legs are popped up in the doggy style position. And this one isn't. This one's sitting straight up. And this is because, well, there's two reasons. Number one, the toy has to be straight. So you may notice, let me turn this off. You may notice that this, the anatomy of this toy is kind of weird. The stomach, you know, this, the stomach and the torso go straight down at a perpendicular angle. And then there's like the, I don't know what you would call this, the little mound before the vagina. It kind of sticks out in an unnatural way. This anatomy just looks off. And that's because it has to house the toy. And the toy, it's in like the middle. So they had to move things around. Like the vagina is down here. Now there is a butthole. You can kind of see it underneath the panties. The butthole is not usable. It goes down a few millimeters and then it terminates. So there's a hole there, but it's not usable. So you can't do anal with this toy. It's only for the vagina. As far as the vagina goes, it feels good. In fact, if you don't even turn on the toy at all, this is a perfectly functional one-hip. And it works in the missionary position, like so. You can flip it over and you can use it in the doggy style position, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, all that. It's got nice, I mean, they're not like gel filled or anything, but I don't like the gel filled butts. The gel filled butts feel too soft and squishy like boobs. The consistency of just the TPE, nice and firm and squishable, is perfect. So it has nice, good, spankable ass. Everything's fine, but notice the legs aren't in like, they're not in the doggy style position. So this is more for like sitting on your lap as opposed to propping on like a pillow or a stack of towels or something to, you know, give it to her from the side or something. Essentially what this toy is, this is a pretty bare bones, bog standard smush toy with a bullet vibrator with a onehip built around it. But here's the thing. The toy itself isn't very powerful. Like, I'll show you. So let me turn it on. All right, I'm turning on. I'm turning on the high. I'm gonna jam it. So, I mean, I don't know if this is like violating some terms of service. I'm just gonna stick my finger in it and I'm gonna jam it. Look, I'm jamming with just my finger. I can feel the vibrator, but I completely stopped the thrusting. Oh, and then it turned off. So this toy is pretty easy to jam if you try to like go balls deep or really like thrust your stuff deep inside. You will. Oh, did I break it? Hold on, let me hold it down. All right, so it looks like it didn't break. It was just running out of juice because I hadn't been charging it. So let me go ahead and give her a charge. Anyway, all right, so here's the thing. The toy inside isn't anything to write home about. It's a little bit on the weak side. The vibrator is nothing to write home about. The toy gets jammed. If I was reviewing this as a smush toy with a bolt vibrator, I would say it's pretty much like your bare bones type of smush toy with a vibrator inside of it somewhere. It's wrapped around this Ona hip, which these toys tend to run about $150 to $200. So basically, the fact that the toy is a little bit subpar isn't necessarily a deal breaker, because even if the toy doesn't work or if it's a little weak, the Ona hip itself is worth the same price. So all the toy components are just extra. It could be better. I would like to see a more powerful vibrator. I'd like to see a more powerful motor on the mechanism. I mean, there's so much potential in this. I love the way that it like twerks and moves and jiggles. I love it. I love this type of toy. I want to see more of this, but there needs to be a little bit more power put into the motor so it doesn't jam. I would also like to see more controls. There's only one button that controls both the thrusting and the vibration. I'd like to see more than one button so I can independently control the vibration and the thrusting. If I just want to feel the vibrator or if I just want it to thrust, I should have that option, and I currently do not. Other than that though, for $157, which is what this is currently going for on the Best Vibe website, this is a really good deal, because you're just basically paying for the Ona hip itself, and the little toy is just extra. Because the Ona hip itself is about $150. So, or imagine like you have an Ona hip that has a cavity in it that can house some type of a sex toy, and then you bought the sex toy separately and you combine them. That's what this toy is. It just, you know, things could be improved. However, if they added like a better sex toy into this Ona hip, it would raise the price significantly. Like, I would say, if you were to ask me, how much is the toy inside of this worth by itself? I would say about $50. So this is a $50 smush toy with a vibrator, pretty bog standard. And it's in a Ona hip that probably runs about $150. So you're basically getting the toy for $7. It's not a bad deal. Could be better. I really like this concept, though. I really like the sex toys integrated into the dolls. I'd love to see more toys like this. I've seen Ona hips that vibrate. I've seen Ona hips that suck. I haven't seen Ona hips that thrust. And that's because the whole smush toy mechanism isn't realistic. It doesn't feel like sex. When you're having sex with a woman, the inside of her vagina isn't going up and down like this. So it's a little unrealistic. And because the toy isn't that powerful, it's not like you can just hold the toy against your crotch and let it do all the work for you. You kind of have to bounce it up and down and do some of the work yourself. But it does enhance the experience. You just have to temper your expectations. The toy in this is fairly weak. The vibrator is fairly weak. Don't expect too much for only a $7 markup over a normal Ona hip. But for what it is, this is an excellent concept. I'd love to see more of this. But for what this is a good deal. If you're in the market for an Ona hip, why not get an Ona hip with a sex toy built into it? If it breaks, it just becomes a normal Ona hip. Anyway, use the coupon code, save a little bit of money if you're interested in this toy. It's good for the whole site. So go to bestvibe.com, use the coupon code, check out this toy, check out the other toys they have on Best Vibe, and save a little bit of money. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.